KQED's car donation program comes from local Kia dealers. Donating a car to KQED is easy. We'll arrange to have it picked up, running or not in most cases, and invest the funds back into our news coverage. You can learn more at kqed.org/cars. If you are 65 or older, you can benefit KQED and yourself with a charitable gift annuity. Annuity rates are based solely on age. Gift annuities provide generous, guaranteed lifetime income and tax savings while helping us build our endowment. For more information, contact our gift planning department at 415-553-2230 or legacy@kqed.org. The announcers and technical staff of KQED Radio are affiliated with the National Association of Broadcast Employees and Technicians, CWA Local 51 AFL-CIO. I'm Sandy Althaus. Hope you're having a good Saturday night. You're listening to KQED-FM San Francisco, KQEI-FM North Highlands, Sacramento, 9 o'clock.
People will surmount any challenge. Obliterate any obstacle standing in the way of money, fame, sex, or power, but today on Snap Judgment, the war is on for who wears it best. The hugest personalities, the last-minute catastrophes, seconds ticking off the clock, all the hopes and dreams of a lifetime at stake, and with everything on the line, nobody, but nobody, wants to come in second place. Biggest hair battle in the universe, Snap Judgment. Storytelling with a beat right after this very short break. Do I even need to say it? Snappers, stay tuned.
Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. The Israeli military says the four hostages rescued Saturday from their Hamas captors are doing well. The rescue operation was the first since February, and it's being called the largest since the war began. NPR's Kat Lonsdorf is in Tel Aviv.
The four hostages are three men and one woman. They range in age between 21 and 40, and all of them were kidnapped by Hamas-led militants from the Nova Music Festival on October 7th. They're said to be in good medical health. The Israeli military says that it's been planning for this specific operation for weeks. There were multiple agencies involved. An Israeli military spokesperson said the hostages had been rescued under fire and that they were held in the, quote, heart of a civilian neighborhood.
The operation came at a cost. Officials in Gaza say more than 200 Palestinians were killed. Sunday is the final day of voting in elections for the European Parliament. Voting began on Thursday, but Sunday we'll see voters in the majority of EU states heading to the polls. Initial results will only be known after the final polls close in all member nations. European leaders responding with alarm and empathy to an assault on the Danish Prime Minister. Terry Scholz reports police say the attack was not politically motivated.
The 39-year-old man who reportedly shoved Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen without warning on Friday night has appeared in court and will remain in custody until at least June 20th. Frederiksen's office says she suffered a minor whiplash injury from the incident and that all activities have been canceled so she can rest. EU leaders rushed to offer her support. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she was shocked at what she called this despicable act, which goes against everything we believe and fight for in Europe. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg echoed the feeling of shock, saying he strongly condemns all violence against political leaders and that allies stand together to protect our values, freedom, democracy, and the rule of law. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Hundreds of migrants who've tried to cross into the U.S. without authorization over the last 4 days have been quickly deported as part of President Biden's executive actions, halting most asylum claims at the southern border. NPR's Sergio Martinez Beltran spoke with some of them.
Many migrants told me that they are now trying to figure out what to do next after being deported to Mexico. But many said they are not going to try to cross again, which is the goal of the Biden administration, to deter migrants from crossing without authorization. Instead, the administration wants people to use legal pathways to claim asylum, like the CBP One app. But the platform can be problematic. Some users report getting error messages. Another limiting factor in the lottery system is there are only 1,500 appointments per day. People seeking an appointment say they have been left waiting for weeks, even months.
Sergio Martinez Beltran, NPR News, Nogales, Mexico.
And you're listening to NPR News. Forecasters say some relief from the heat wave that's been baking the Southwest with triple-digit temperatures is on the way, but they're still urging caution. Forecasters say the excessive heat over the past few days in California, the desert Southwest, and Texas should ease this weekend, but highs will remain warmer than average through Monday. Cricket is one of the world's most watched sports, but not so much in the U.S. That could start to change, though, as New York hosts tomorrow's Cricket World Cup showdown, hotly contested between India and Pakistan. From member station WSHU, Ada Uzenlar reports.
Cricket ranks among the world's most popular sports, and the India-Pakistan rivalry is renowned. Fans have gathered on Long Island from all over to see the matchup. Rajender Singh Paul is originally from Rajasthan, India, and flew in from Houston, where he lives now, to see it in person.
Rivalry is there, and then that's why everybody coming, and then you won't see that kind of energy in any game, trust me.
Paul says the rivalry is about more than just sports. It's a continuation of geopolitical tension between the two countries. He hopes the excitement over the competition will help move cricket closer to the U.S. mainstream. For NPR News, I'm Ada Uzenlar on Long Island.
The French Open tennis tournament comes to an end Sunday with the men's singles final. Spain's Carlos Alcaraz is set to play Alexander Zverev of Germany. Alcaraz has two major titles to his name, but he's never won the French. Zverev is chasing his first Grand Slam title. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
Judgment comes from Odoo. Odoo is a fully integrated suite of business applications designed to simplify and streamline every aspect of your company. More information at odoo.com/snap. That's odoo.com/snap.
Snap Judgment Studios.
So, it's the most fundamental story there is. Think of Rocky, Star Wars, Eminem's 8 Mile, The Hobbit, even David and Goliath, or Hamilton. What do they all have in common? Someone, from somewhere, from nowhere, decides they're going to put everything on the line, battle forces larger than they imagined for a shot at the big prize. They're not supposed to win, but they don't know that. They dive in anyway. And you might think, wow, that's nice. That's nice for the movies, but it's filler for the big dance number. No. My sister, she's a hairdresser, a stylist. A little while ago, she told me about the biggest, baddest styling competition in the land. She told me that in her world, for one weekend, a few short hours can change your life, your legacy. Professionals battle to prove they are the very best. And I'm not talking about a wash and a perm. No. I'm talking about the Michelangelo of hair, the Sistine Chapel of follicles. Look, I knew I needed to experience this place at once. And you are never going to forget it. Today on Snap Judgment, we proudly present Hair Battle. Because there can be only one. My name is Lynn Washington. There is excellence. There is superbity. and there are the people you are about to meet because you're listening.
Listen
to Snap Judgment. Like no other. The biggest personalities, the sharpest scissors, the stage, the lights, the chance to be lifted from obscurity to fame and to fortune. People travel from near and far for a glimpse inside the big top, the ultimate hair show. So hold on to your blow dryer. Our own Chris Hambrick and Nancy Lopez sneak us in behind the curtain. Snap Judgment.
So first things first, how are you feeling right now?
Oh my God, I just got super nervous. I'm so excited. I dreamed about this when I was a little girl, and I am fulfilling my dreams.
I am exhausted at this moment. I'm tired. My eyes are weak.
I'm feeling nervous, but you know, it's always like that when it's time for a hair battle.
It's August 2019. We're in Atlanta, Georgia, and it's the day before the big night when these hairstylists will compete to win the one and only Bronner Brothers Hair Battle.
Which is the Grammys of hair shows. Like, who wouldn't want a Grammy? Like, everybody in the industry would know who you are, you know? It's such an honor. Like, it's a platform that every stylist that I know would absolutely love and would kill for.
Bronner Brothers is a black, family-owned business based in Atlanta, Georgia. Twice a year, it hosts what it calls the largest international beauty show. Thousands of hair professionals from across the country flock to the three-day beauty extravaganza to promote their products, Skillshare, and catch up on the latest trends. But some are here for the very unique opportunity to put their talents on display and compete against other stylists. There's the fantasy competition,
which is the fancifulest, if that's a word, use of creativity in developing hairstyles that go up and out.
There's the barbering competition,
where they style, color, and cut from the top of the head to the sole of the feet. And what they create, like this past show, the gentleman had lights in the hair, and he was a robot. It was amazing.
There's the champion of weaves competition.
That's really big right now.
And then, come Sunday night, there's the ultimate competition, the hair battle.
Stephanie called me. This is Stephanie Bronner.
The hairstylist got the call just 2 months earlier that they'd been selected to battle it out on the main stage.
I was at my son's baseball game, and when she told me the news, I started running up the baseball hill, running up and down the baseball hill, and these people looking at me like, what is she doing? She's crazy.
When I hung up the phone, I screamed and hollered and cried. I was just elated because I never expected for them to call me to be on the battle stage.
Actually, that moment that they called, I was like, are you serious?
I never imagined. I take that back. I did imagine. I did imagine being on Bronner Brothers stage at some point. I always wanted to compete. I remember I saw Mr. Bronner one day, and I just walked up so rudely. Mr. Bronner, I want to be the next to compete in the show. And I took him off guard, but he was just laughed about it. But hey, closed mouths never get fed. And look, I end up in the show.
This year's winner of the Bronner Brothers Hair Battle will take home a trophy, a customized styling chair, and $10,000. But talk to any of the competitors, and it's not really about the money.
No, it's not. It's not about the money at all.
Some of the stylists have spent that and then some just to put on tomorrow's show.
We're at 14,000 because I like to put on a great show.
And because winning the Bronner Brothers hair battle means a lot of things.
It means a sense of accomplishment, a sense of hard work. It's about the title, it's about the belt, it's about my reputation.
It just means the world. You never know what kind of opportunities, you know, be there for you after, you know, winning a battle like this.
Winning can also change your life. It can boost your career as a stylist and open you up to working with celebrity clients. It's the difference between being known locally for what you do behind the chair to being known nationally, which is why, unlike all the other Bronner Brothers competitions, the hair battle is invite only. It's the best of the best.
Hey, that's big because before now, this year, they actually have six people competing.
This year's hair battle is the first ever salon versus salon. So the six competing stylists will each lead a team, one that represents not just themselves, but their entire salon.
So it actually, you know, kind of makes it a little bit harder. Not, instead of, you know, having to beat three people, you know, I've got to beat five.
There's already some talk among the stylists about who's going to win.
You know what I heard? I heard people are coming to see Terrence Davidson, Tammy B, and me. I am Karash Q. Barnes Jackson. I am a native of Atlanta, born and bred, Grady baby.
Around here, she's known as the Cut Queen of Atlanta.
I became Cut Queen of Atlanta during the cut parties, and cut parties are when stylists come together in a party atmosphere to cut in the middle of a party. And there, I began to cut with finger razors, and they're attached to my fingers, and that's something they had never seen. So somebody yelled out in the crowd, "That's Cut Queen of Atlanta," and it just kind of stuck with me. So to this day,
you're having razors, but like to the naked eye, it makes it seem like what?
To the naked eye, it looks like I'm actually cutting hair with my fingers. I mean, from there, the celebrity of my brand just kind of took off.
This will be Q Barnes' second time competing in a hair battle. She competed back in 2015.
I did not win. So this year is totally different for me. It's the mindset is different, the hunger is different, the want is different, the expectation is different.
So what is expectation?
The expectation is to win. Listen, I feel like I'm the contender. I feel like I am the one to beat.
My name is Terrence Davidson, the king of hair, is what I was told.
Terrence has been here before. He's competed in Bronner Brothers hair shows since before his son was born. His son is now 26 years old.
I'm an entertainer as well as an artist when it comes to hair, you know?
So you're from Atlanta?
I was born in Jersey. I was raised in Atlanta.
Terrence became known as the king of hair after working with Nicki Minaj. He's also worked with celebrities like Patti LaBelle, Mary J. Blige, Jennifer Hudson. And this weekend, he's going for his third win in Atlanta.
Three is a charm. And three belts in Atlanta is perfect for me. I only got two sitting on the thing, and I know they're tired of talking to each other. So I need the third one. I pray we can get it. Again, we're putting on a great show, so it's important.
Terrence is known for going over the top with his shows.
It's over 150 people in this production.
What's at stake for you this year, given your history with the competition?
Well, this is different only because I have to study my old way in order to create a new way. And at this point, I am my competition.
My name is Ashley Payne. I'm from Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and I am salon owner of Beauty is Pain Styling Salon. I am the master stylist there. I can do pretty much anything.
Back home, Ashley is known as the Bob Queen.
I do a lot of bobs.
And she's the newcomer. This will be her first time competing on the big stage.
I think that's why I'm so nervous. Like,
I'm going to get some big dogs. I'm like, oh my God, Ashley, you're going to get some big dogs. But I'm here and I'm ready to go get it.
My name is actually Tammy Bethelme.
But everyone knows her as Tammy B.
I have lived in Birmingham, Alabama for over 20 years now. This is the first time I've been in a battle this big.
Tammy has actually been a part of 8 Bronner Brothers hair battles, except that in each of those competitions, she was either the assistant stylist or the hair model.
So I just felt like, hey, I'm helping, and I'm being there to support people and do things. When is it my time? It's my time right now.
In the weeks leading up to the hair battle, Q,
Cut Queen of Atlanta,
Terrence,
the King of Hair,
Ashley,
the Bob Queen,
and Tammy,
Tammy B,
have been consumed with putting their show together, and most importantly, with winning. Perhaps nobody knows this better than Stephanie Bronner.
I'm the competitions director for Bronner Brothers.
She is basically the person responsible for making the hair battle happen.
I just help to balance the competitions to make sure that all the staff and the competitors and everything goes smoothly on main stage. It's a process, and it takes weeks, months of preparation.
And about 2 weeks before the show,
we had a conference call. We invited all of them to be on the call to ask questions. It was so quiet.
They don't want any, nobody wants to share any.
They wouldn't ask questions because they didn't want each other to know
what they were planning to do.
Mm-hmm. And then after the conference call, they were calling me, asking me all these direct questions. I'm like, no, this is what the conference call was for everybody to get the answers, to keep it a level playing ground. Everybody knows the same information.
Yeah, they're all super secretive, like leading up to it.
This is also why Stephanie keeps the names of the 5 judges who will determine the winner of the hair battle a secret.
And for the integrity of no competitor going to them saying, hey, can I take you to lunch? Hey, I'm going to send you roses, or, you know, what's your address? Even when I invite judges, I tell them you cannot publicize that you will be judging. If you do, I can't use you because I don't know who you've talked to, who's bribed you, or who you told to be in the competition so you could get them to win.
All is love and beauty and war.
Yes, it is. Because everybody's beautiful and everybody wins.
It's the night before the hair battle. Tammy has gathered her team at a dance studio in downtown Atlanta.
Lean back, up.
The dancers are taking cues from Tammy.
Head back, one more time, to the left.
Directly across from them is a big mirror reflecting back their moves. Meanwhile, some of the hair models are practicing their catwalk in high heels.
Awesome. Have y'all been listening to the music?
Before they officially start going through their 15-minute routine, Tammy addresses the whole group. She just learned that they will be the second to last team to perform at tomorrow's hair battle, which is a big deal.
So I think what they've done is possibly put the girl from Charlotte, Q, us, and then Terrence. They got a battle lined up for the last group. So we dead in the middle of it. You know what I'm saying? So we gotta kill it. So understand your spot that you have is the best spot to win.
Yep.
All right? So we going in to kill it and turn the show out. All right?
Period.
It's the morning of the hair battle. We're in a large auditorium at the Georgia World Conference Center. Each stylist is in their corner with an army of assistant stylists, designers, models, and dancers, because this is what it will take. Once your team is on stage, you have 15 minutes to hit all the points needed to win the hair battle. First and foremost, there's the hairstyle requirement.
With the 5 models, it's 25 points, 5 points per model.
You have to pull off 5 different looks across 5 models.
Futuristic, wedding, avant-garde, fantasy, and business professional.
There's execution of theme.
30 points.
Creativity.
30 points.
And of course, audience participation.
15 points, which totals 100 points.
And audience participation is 15. How is that? Is that like noise level that they're clapping? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a wow. You have to, that's what you're doing it for, is to entertain.
So you have to put on a show. But right now, everyone is scrambling.
People like Sharon, no, that I asked a flat iron 40 minutes, where your mileage did.
In her corner, Q, the cut queen of Atlanta, is at a table covered with wigs and combs and brushes, fake eyelashes and hair glue. She has people pulling her in different directions. The current issue at hand, the location of the flat iron.
See, this is the stressful part. Didn't you see
Keisha? Yeah, I did see Keisha.
Flat
iron. I didn't know whether you wanted me.
I said Sharon and Keisha flat iron.
Across the way, Terrence, the king of hair, is getting his hair buzzed.
I'm shaving my hair, people.
And he's buzzing his head for the grand finale of his show.
So what hairstyle are you going to have when he gets finished?
I'm going to be the genie from Aladdin. So I'm going to be painted blue, the long ponytails. I'm shaving all my hair. Ooh, I'm looking like my son. Shaving all my hair off.
His son will also be joining him on stage.
Say that again. My son is late, and it just crossed my mind, and I'm so mad right now. Go ahead. Say that again.
This turns out to be one of a few setbacks he's dealing with this morning.
Some people didn't show up. Some people have to be replaced. It is what it is. We just have to make it happen. However we're doing, we're going to make it work.
In her corner, Ashley's team has just finished doing their last and final run-through.
Huh?
How'd your run-through go?
It didn't go as expected. Because I had my measurements wrong for the stage. So it was a little off. We had to make a little bit of adjustment, but it worked out. You know, we just, right now it is what it is, and we have to just do what we do. So I'm a little nervous, but we're going to push through.
Don't go anywhere. When we return, the time has finally come for the Bronner Brothers hair battle. Who will win? Who will lose? Stay tuned.
One of our partners managed to get 3 tons of salt and 6 tons of vegetable oil. But we need another ingredients to make food.
This weekend, one group's efforts to get aid into Gaza. Also, new jobs numbers, what's left for the Supreme Court to decide, and a milestone birthday for America's angriest duck. All that and more Sunday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Weekend Edition from 5 a.m. till 10 a.m. And then Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Recently on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Tom Papa was not impressed with the new CEO power move, not drinking coffee.
Can you imagine walking in line at Starbucks just to get to the front and say, nothing for me, thank you.
I'm Peter Sagal. Do whatever you have to do to stay alert for this week's show with special guest radio superstar Charlemagne the God. That's the news quiz from NPR.
Again, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, tomorrow morning at 10. In the latest MindShift newsletter, how to incorporate more play into learning, plus a look at how school vendor contracts are changing. Sign up for those stories and more at kqed.org/newsletters.
Welcome back to Snap Judgment. You're listening to the Hair Battle episode. Last we left was the morning of the big event, and all the stylists were scrambling, getting ready to battle it out. Snap Judgment.
Make some crazy noise right now!
It's 6 p.m., and the moment they've all been preparing for is finally here.
So I am super excited. Welcome to Brunner Brothers 2019. This is the greatest hair show in the world!
The large auditorium inside the Georgia World Conference Center in downtown Atlanta has been transformed. The lights are dimmed, but a big spotlight illuminates a T-shaped stage. That stage is flanked by rows and rows of black chairs. By the time the show starts, about 400 people are in their seats.
Again, if this your first time, we are live at the 2019 Brunner Brothers Beauty Hair Show right now, and it is going down.
And the hair battle begins.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Ashley Payne Group.
Don't kill my vibe, don't touch my wave. Don't kill my vibe, don't touch my wave. Don't kill my vibe, don't touch my wave. Wave, 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 wave.
Ashley and her team spill out onto the stage.
She moving the waist.
The stylists are dressed in head-to-toe white, while the hair models are in iridescent silver outfits. They amble towards the stage front with stop-start motion, like dolls come to life. The stylists get to work cutting and shaping hair while surrounded by dancers. Their set closes with a triumphant hair whip straight from the ponytail of the futuristic theme model.
Make some noise for Ashley Payne! Again, I am your host for the night, Capital
D-O-N-K. Two more teams are up.
Okay, that's it. One more time. Let's make some noise for Karen Sturr.
This is what I want to see. This is what I want to see.
Okay, okay. Let's give it up for LaTonya. If you from Texas, you need to be making some noise right now because they put on. They put on for your city! One more time, let's give it up for that amazing circus. Our next, the next act that we have coming up is gonna be real cool.
And then it's Q's turn.
Let's give it up for Q. Let's give it up for Q right now. Let's give it up for Q.
This is the manifestation of evolution. Evolution, the gradual development of something. Especially from simple to more complex, a more complex form. For it matters not who you love, or when you love, or how you love. It only matters that you love. My dearly beloved, let the evolution begin.
Center stage, Q reveals herself from behind a wall of black feathers. She's wearing a neon yellow bob and a sleek black dress with a mesh skirt. A hair model already in her seat awaits. The vibe is dazzling and avant-garde. Models in big glittery gowns and extravagant geometric headpieces grace the stage. Q gets behind her hair model and transforms into the cut queen of Atlanta, making magic. Up next, Tammy's group.
Cut Masters, in this room, you will find tools, products, and models for your use. You have 3 minutes to show off your talent and skill in doing hair. Impress me. Because if you don't, you will not escape. Ready or not, here I
come. Dancers in black suits slowly fill the perimeter of the stage. An enormous black cube emerges, almost out of nowhere, and it rotates until it reveals what's inside. Tammy B, in a tight black leather one-piece suit, her hair blown out in bright fuchsia highlights. She and two stylists are each straddled over a model on all fours. At one point, a model appears from inside the cube in a long black and white checkered dress. A large hairpiece encompasses her whole head. It's black, circular, and lights up from the inside. Strobe-like.
You thought it was over. You have escaped.
Whoa, great job, great job. Let's give it up. Let's give it up. Let's give it up for Cut Master. Come on, let's give it up for them one time, one time, one time. That was real creative. If you still up in here, make some noise. Okay, next we have coming to the stage. We have Terrence coming to the stage. Anybody came to support Terrence? Okay, we're gonna say that one more time. Anybody here to support Terrence, make some noise. Okay, let's get it.
And now, for the grand finale, is Terrence's group.
Jakar.
Terrence is wheeled out, seated in a Game of Thrones chair. He's wrapped in a cream-colored robe and flanked by his son and daughter-in-law, the royal family. Across the stage's three screens, a video shows images of his competitors, each one being vanquished by dragonfire. At one point, he's styling the hair of a model whose head is sticking out of a black makeshift panel. For the culminating scene, Terrence, painted all blue, is hoisted into the air as if rising from a genie lamp that's billowing blue smoke. Performers then carry his 140-foot ponytail across the stage. In true Terrence Davidson fashion, a line of models in crop tops parade onto the stage, each holding up a sign above their heads, giving their own team's performance a perfect score.
Tens across the board, you slayed it in every category, darling.
Come on, team!
Listen, let's give each and every one of them a great round of applause right now. Now what it is in the hand of the judges.
And now, we wait for the judges to determine the winner. Will it be Ashley Payne, the newcomer? Will it be Q, the cut queen of Atlanta, who's here on her second attempt at the title? Will Terrence, the king of hair, defend his crown? Or is it finally Tammy B's time? Remember, there's a lot to consider. How well did a team execute their overall theme?
30 points.
Did they do it creatively?
30 points.
Did they present five models with five distinct looks?
25 points, 5 points per model.
Did they wow the audience, get them on their feet?
15 points, which totals 100 points.
The hair has been cut. The styles have been stylized and the scissors have been put away. But who will be crowned the winner? Find out on Snap Judgment. The Hair Battle episode continues. Stay tuned.
On the TED Radio Hour, pain expert Dr. Amy Baxter says pain is our body's warning system, but
when it ceases to serve us, we can choose to ignore it. We don't have to let it rule us. That is the most important paradigm shift for dealing with pain.
Ideas about pain relief. That's next time on the TED Radio Hour.
The TED Radio Hour coming up next. It starts at 10 o'clock and at 11 o'clock, news from the BBC.
The BBC World Service makes programs that cover a wide range of topics, from science and technology.
This was a very surprising first discovery.
To arts and culture.
Music and dance from all regions.
And from business and current affairs.
It's like the worst measure of prosperity out there.
To human stories.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
News, stories, and global perspectives from the BBC World Service.
This week on the Right Nowish podcast, jazz and hip-hop are technically two different genres of music, but for one Bay Area bassist and composer, they have an unbreakable connection. You can hear more on Right Nowish wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Snap Judgment, the Hair Battle episode. My name is Lim Washington, and when last we left, the contestants for the Bronner Brothers Hair Battle have just tore the house down with their performances, and the judges are deliberating to decide who will be crowned the winner of the big show. Snap Judgment.
Get all of the contestants to the stage, please. All of the contestants to the stage. Just the contestants. Karen, Latanya, Tammy B, Terrence, Ashley, Q. Come on down, y'all. Just the contestants, please.
The contestants line up across the stage. They hold hands.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the 2019 Hair Battle Salon versus Salon is...
Tammy B starts jumping up and down, eventually collapsing to the ground. She nearly brings the king of hair and the cut queen down with her.
Congratulations, Tammy. Tammy B. Group.
Then her team comes running from behind the stage. They completely surround her. Backstage after the show, there's a mix of emotions from the stylists. Tammy, for one, is on cloud nine.
Congratulations.
Oh, hi! How are you, Nancy?
I don't want to take too much of your time, but I just wanted to get a sense of, like, how you're feeling right now.
Man, I feel amazing. It was so awesome. I was praying. So I was nervous. But I'm excited now.
Q, the cut queen of Atlanta, is undeterred.
Oh, I'll be back. I'm going to come back till I win.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll be back.
And you're confident they'll invite you back?
Absolutely. Why wouldn't I?
Okay.
I'm cut queen of Atlanta.
Okay.
They're going to always invite me back.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right.
And then Terrence, the king of hair, he doesn't really want to talk. Something happened at the end of his performance.
Drained.
Have you thought about what's next?
I need to get away. It's a lot. It takes a lot. So I just want to get away for a minute.
The next day, Terrence posts on his Instagram a photo of himself from the night before. He's dressed as a genie, standing next to his consolation trophy, and he looks upset. In the caption, he writes, quote, "Yes, I was pissed in this photo from being disqualified for a wardrobe malfunction."
What happened? Like, I watched it, and I'm not sure, like, I would have caught what he might be referring to. Do you know what he's referring to?
I do.
Throughout the hair battle, Stephanie Bronner was sitting front row.
Because it just so happened that I was using my phone to record a little snippet, and I caught the whole thing on video with my phone.
And Stephanie was doing what she does as the competition's director, making sure the show was running smoothly and that no rules were being broken.
One of the models had a sign that she held up, and it was a crop top, a very short crop top, and it came above her breast level. It was like 15 seconds left, and I looked and I'm asking, is there any more? And his staff and his people in the back said, no, we're finished. In the rules, you are disqualified if you show nudity. And that's just a fact, be it accidental, be it intentional. It's just, we just don't accept it. It's just unacceptable.
You said, what was the next day for me after the show? Horrible. A nip slip is very hard to take in for such a huge production. A 10-second nip slip at that. To get disqualified, it just boggled up in my brain that whole night. You know, I woke up the next morning with a lot of tears in my eyes. I felt like, did I fail my team? But then I had to think about it. I didn't fail them. I know for a fact, you know, we did, you know, the best we could on that stage and then some.
As far as Terrence is concerned, if it wasn't for that wardrobe malfunction, his team would have won.
And I still don't walk off that stage thinking we lost. That's not what I think, and that's not how I'm going to think. I mean, that was my last time competing, so it doesn't even matter to me at this point no more. I'd rather just keep it moving and be the winner that I am because I know that I'm a winner.
My win was well deserved, and I ain't trying to go there.
Of course, it wasn't long before word got back to Tammy that someone else was claiming to be the real winner of the hair battle.
Baby, let me tell you, me and my team, we worked together for 2 months. We prayed together for 2 months over the victory of that show. And we bust our tails. So much due respect to all of them because I know they worked hard too, you know. But at the same time, come on. really? Did y'all think we was going to lose that show? No.
If anything, after this hair battle win, Tammy could not wait to get home to Birmingham, Alabama, to get back to work and to see what new opportunities were headed her way. She imagined red carpet events, high-profile interviews, and Bronner Brothers teaching gigs. But then came 2020.
How's everything going? How's work? You just getting off?
Tammy is leaning over a client, about to shampoo her hair. Tammy's wearing black pants, a white t-shirt, and a black smock with the pink Tammy B logo on it. Her hair is pulled back in a simple bun. In accordance with current COVID protocols, she and her client are both wearing face masks. Tammy's mask says Black Lives Matter.
Clients come in, they get their temperatures checked, they had to sign a waiver. They also have to wear their face mask. They wash their hands. And then depending on what their service is, they go into either the garage or they come into the salon.
We're in Tammy B's home. And to be honest, this isn't exactly where she expected to be. Just a year after winning the Bronner Brothers Salon versus Salon hair battle. She's working from home, of all places, in her basement recently turned salon.
Yes, this is my basement and garage together. I've turned into my salon. And this
after the pandemic hit,
I was like, COVID, for real?
It created this domino effect in Tammy's life, where everything came tumbling down. First, the salon she worked at got shut down.
No, I did not know it was going to be my last day for good.
So her route to distribute hair products was shut down too.
So my whole income for Babyliss Pro this year is zero.
Also shut were the doors that were supposed to open up for her.
I didn't get to get out and go to different events and enjoy the opportunity of being the winner of Bronner Brothers. I didn't get to, you know, do a red carpet event or, you know, other interviews and things on that nature because everything was just pretty shut down. So then I started getting worried, you know, how bad can this get?
And when salons reopened, Tammy didn't feel comfortable going back to her place of work, where she was one of seven stylists.
Each one of us got one client. It's 14 people in this space already. I can't afford to get sick. I was like, I can't do it.
So she gave up her spot at the salon, not knowing what her next move would be. And that's when her friend and mentor came up with an idea.
Kevin came up with the bright idea. You need to put your salon in your basement. And before I knew it, he was starting to put up walls and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, well, I guess we're doing this then. So I was actually like really like fidgety, like, am I really going to do this, you know?
Her new salon is called Tammy B's Studio.
This is a collection of my trophies and Kevin trophies from pretty much all of the hair battles we've won, except for
the walls of the salon are painted black. One wall is lined with trophies.
And then this is my chair from the battle we just won in August of last year. And then this hair piece right here, I got.
She points to the signature hair piece she created for the 2019 hair battle.
It lights up.
The big black strobe that once covered a model's head is now a nice corner lamp.
And it's actually all made of hair. So I was like, what am I gonna do with this big thing when I get back home? So I made it into a light fixture. Thank you.
And of course, this new world that Tammy has built for herself comes at a cost.
Well, for one, I raised my prices. My average ticket used to be like $75, but now my average ticket has to be $100. So it wasn't a huge jump to where they'd be like, oh girl, I can't afford you. You don't want to run your clients off.
In fact, most of her clients, upon hearing that Tammy was back in business, immediately scheduled appointments with her.
I probably have about 6 old clients that came back. Just like that. With them just showing up alone, I had to get comfortable with it because they were driving out here for me. I'm growing into it and I'm actually beginning to love it. I probably wake up between 9 and 10. I do have to have me a cup of coffee first thing in the morning. I'll go downstairs and I get started with my clients and work on them throughout the day. Once I finish my clients, then clean up, close up shop. I walk upstairs and be like, honey, I'm home. I'm just thankful, you know, I can do anything. I can do whatever it takes to accomplish anything.
A very, very big thank you to the talented hairstylist who spoke to us for this story. You're going to be happy to learn that the future keeps looking up for Tammy. Warner Brothers has invited her to give classes at the next hair show, where she'll also be competing in the fantasy competition. And as far as the other stylists, after the pandemic hit, Ashley Payne, the Bob Queen, she lost her salon in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And just as she was getting back on her feet and working out of a friend's salon, Ashley suffered some health blows. I'm going to have a link to her GoFundMe page to help pay for a liver transplant. It'll be on our website, snapjudgment.org. If you can, a little goes a long way. Q remains at the helm of her salon in Hotlanta, and Terrence Davidson, the king of hair, started selling hair products online, the Kings and Queens Collection. The original score for this story was by Marco Prestige, with sound design by Pat Masidi Miller. It was supported by Shayna Sheely and produced by Chris Hambrick and Nancy Lopez. See? See, I told you. You didn't wake up this morning thinking you're going to experience a hair battle journey, but you did. You did, didn't you? And if you missed even a moment, subscribe to the amazing Snap Judgment podcast. More journeys, more explorations await. Be the most interesting person you know. The Snap Judgment podcast. If you want to join the conversation, follow Snap on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Don't miss a beat. And yes, there is swag. Snapjudgment.org. Snap is brought to you by the team that always uses lots of product every single day, except for Mark Ristich. He washes his hair with laundry detergent. There's Chris Hambrick, Nancy Lopez, Pat Masidi Miller, Anna Sussman, Renzo Gorio, John Facile, Shayna Sheely, Marissa Dodge, Teo Decott, Flo Wiley, and Regina Bediaco. And this is not the news. No way is this the news. In fact, you could shave all your hair off every single day with a razor for years and then have the unmitigated gall to host a show about a hair battle. And you would still not be as far away from the news as this is. But this is PRX.